Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
For me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
3, 2. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Ghoul on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, should I put that receiver I have in for the Chargers tonight?
We're going up against
the guy
each
with,
other.
Quentin Richardson? What's his name?
Are you kidding me?
What's his name?
Quentin.
Yeah, Quentin.
Johnston.
Johnston. Should I go with
Not
him?
Not Johnson.
Should I go with him?
I
Over
don't know.
Juwan Jennings?
They've stunk the last 4 weeks.
All right.
Steiny, have you ever, and I'm going to ask E too, he's too young, but have honestly, because I'm reading all this stuff about gambling and people say, oh, I saw it coming, addiction. Have you ever been addicted to anything in your life?
I am right now.
Yeah. Well, it ain't work, but what is it?
It doesn't sound to your damn business. But yes, I've got vices, unfortunately. I think everybody does. And I'm trying to work on them at my own pace, but I'll be damned if I'm going to share them with you.
Well, mine's Red Bull. Evan, you have any?
That's not it.
Yep.
You guys, come on.
Yeah, apparently you got a buddy. You got a buddy who wants to talk to you on the phone.
We all got problems.
Well, what's his name?
Gino.
Hey, Gino, welcome to the program.
Gino's in Vegas.
Smith?
Hey. What's going on, boys? How we doing?
Hey.
Good. What's up, Gino? How you doing? Who are you? And explain it to Goo.
So, Guru, I think he went to high school with my dad, James Logan. His name's Wayne Perryman.
Yeah, Wayne! What's up, baby?
That's what
what's
we're
up,
doing?
Nephew? Yeah.
So funny, I just got off the phone with him. I'm like, I listen to these guys every day. We're diehard Warrior fans. And I told him, like, one of my buddies I've been playing the video game with for the last 10 years is named LJ. He coaches at Bishop O'Dowd, and I guess you know him as well.
Oh, man, that's my folks. Come on, man. It's a small world, man. I just talked to LJ.
I literally just found this out all within the last 72 hours. So I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm a huge fan, and I guess we're a extended family of some sort.
There you go, baby. I love it, man. What you got tonight on the game? Warriors 2-0, huh?
Come on now, let me tell you, JK needs to be in that starting lineup. I'm absolutely with you. He brings so much. I've been an advocate of this guy since we drafted him. Obviously, the last 2 years, I feel like he should have been playing more than he's should or has been. And I think we're going to have a big night tonight, boys. This is a huge test. I know if we come out of this win or loss, you know, I know that if we just play a great game, I know this is going to be very good for our boys.
And there you go. Hey, before I let you go, I got to tell you, I don't know if you know how bad of a hoop dude your dad was. He could play.
Hey, Coach Gomes, I actually went to high school at Granada High School in Livermore, and his old basketball coach was mine. So
oh, there it is.
Him.
My man, Coach Gomes, man.
Yeah.
Hey, nephew, stay in touch, baby.
Absolutely. Yeah. You boys have a good day, and thanks for having me.
And that's right. What life's about. Right on, Evan, for taking the call. Man.
Like, what? What do you mean this is what life's about? Like, can you expand
on just
that?
Learned that my guy that I went to, Wayne Perryman, his son listens to this show.
Okay.
He didn't know
right
the lineage that was behind that. And then went to LJ, the coach at Bishop O'Dowd, assistant coach with Lou Ritchie. And we trying to do something with them. Just a small world, Steiny.
And that's what life's about.
Shout out to the Yung, baby. Don't hate. I'm not hating. Well, why would you do that? I got to do a post-game presser on the call, but that's my nephew I hadn't met.
Because you said that's, you know, I wanted to know what specifically.
I'm in a good mood after that.
Okay.
Yeah. The connect. I'm a connector.
Like pods. It's fine. Huh? Who's that good player?
Oh, dude, he could play.
Where do you go to college and play?
Mm. I want, hold on. See, now why do you just. Yeah, he was a good player.
Where'd Mr. Perryman go to college?
You know what? Play? He played at James Logan High School, and he was a baller.
Was he
Let's
good?
Leave it at that. He was good. They would win. Like
forward guard.
They played Gary.
This guy is a ball player.
You guys are the best. He was on a Logan's team that went to the Coliseum to play Gary Payton's team in high school. Kevin Mouton led Logan along with Perryman and the rest of the gang. Blythe. We had, man, Union City has some ballers, man. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
I'm not going to shoot you down. What's the point? You want to get it?
No, I'm laughing. Go ahead.
You okay?
Yeah. Who? Me or who?
You.
I'm fine.
But I'm just totally looking at fine. Me like, no, go ahead, baby. We do got a football game, too, though.
I know,
Stoddy.
But now okay. We got Tom in San Francisco who wants to talk about Butler's message to Kuminga.
Mm.
Hey, Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you. Steiny and Guru, you guys are great. Thanks for brightening every day.
Thanks.
And Steiny, happiness is about connecting with people. That's been proven scientifically, just a side note.
All right.
And I heard a clip you guys played on Kuminga yesterday, and that Mr. Butler basically said, hey, Kuminga, you be you. I'm going to encourage you to do your thing, and we're going to let you take the lead. I thought that was fascinating. What have you guys learned or know, or what's your take on Jimmy being now the influence of Kuminga maybe even starting, empowering Kuminga to be himself? I saw a post game with Kuminga where Kuminga said, hey, I'm like Jimmy. Jimmy's gone through this. Is Jimmy the one that you guys think makes this work for the Warriors? I never thought we'd see him starting. The history, it's shocking to me. I'm happy about it. Got to have most to do with Jimmy, right? We'll take your analysis off the air. Thanks for having me.
I'll let you go, Stoney.
I guess. I don't know why it's clicked for Kuminga. I don't know why it clicked Tuesday for Kuminga.
Right.
I don't know why. I bet Butler had something to do with it. I'm sure Jonathan had the most to do with it.
Big.
Maybe Kerr had something to do with it. It does seem like the veterans have kind of gathered around Kuminga and been supportive and encouraged him. And so, can it work? It worked Tuesday. Let's see if it works tonight, works tomorrow, and works moving forward.
No doubt about it. And, you know, me being the sports romantic, when I first heard this, and I don't know why I'm acting shocked, but when you talk about leadership and taking guys under your wing and gals under your wing, it happens. And if you get those right people that are mentoring you and telling you the right thing at the right time with the right message, Steiny, I mean, sky's the limit. And I got to give our guys, the Morning Joe, some love, Steiny, Shasky, and Spadoni, because they both at the same time said this. And you tell me if you agree, Jimmy Butler doesn't strike them two, this is our opinion, as the type of guy that would fake kind of kick it and give or, you know, talks to Kuminga if he didn't mean or think Kuminga had those gifts that he talked about that, you know, with a conversation here or there and some other film watching, who's to say that didn't work? But what you just said hit me too, and it's heavy. You can't not give Jonathan himself a lot of the credit too for finally taking heed in this one game, Steiny. And hopefully he can put them back-to-back, and come January, February, he's still a Warrior. And that, to me, will signal oh boy, this season is off to, forget the record. If Jonathan Kuminga still is a Warrior past January, then I think, man, Western Conference, really watch out, because that tells me things are going well.
Jimmy Butler, when he's good, is really good.
There's no doubt.
And when he's not into it, he's not. And he looks like he's into it right now. So when he's into it, he's as competitive as it gets, and he wants to win as much as anybody.
Damn, Steiny.
But when he's not into it,
you got a problem.
Then we have to deal with that. But he's only been here for half a year. He's probably still feeling pretty good. As long as they're having a successful year, I don't really anticipate any issues. The one thing that I need to see, or not just me, but I think Warrior fans need to see, is what his management of a season looks like over 82 games.
No doubt. What did you have him at, your prediction for Jimmy? I had 60-65. I'll be happy, Stoney.
And that's – you better be. Like, you better be happy with 60 or 65.
Then hopefully, knock on wood, if he gets a serious injury and it's only 56
– well, that's not good.
Or is it one of those, well, what do you think? He's older, you know.
707, you can't draw year-long conclusions from the first game of the season, guys.
No, I hope we're not doing that. We specified it every turn through one game. I really believe we've done that.
Let's go to Christian in Fairfield. Hey, Christian, how you doing, man?
Fellas, what's up? Hey, Goo, I'm going to come stand in front of Willard with you.
Okay, there it is. Pull up, baby.
I'll be there. And Sonny, Quinn Richardson played for DePaul in the Clippers. He doesn't play NFL football.
I listen. Okay. Now, Christian, you need to trust me on this one.
Evan's laughing too.
Christian. Evan's favorite team is the Chargers. He knows every player that's ever played for the Chargers. I happen to have a receiver I've never heard of on my fantasy team. And I just remembered his first name was Quentin. And so, yeah. And don't forget, Quentin Richardson with the the celebration where he tap his head, right? After a three.
Yes.
There you go. Yes.
I think it's 90.
But, all right. I called because this is what Jimmy does. He did it with Andrew Wiggins and the Timberwolves. He did it with Tyler Hero on the Heat. And he only lashes out when they don't pay him because he's – you never heard a teammate say he's a bad teammate. Maybe Cat because he called him soft, but I still haven't heard that. So this is what you get from Jimmy Butler until he feels unappreciated, which I don't think he's going to feel on the Warriors. So I don't think we're going to get – you know, the Chucky version of Jimmy Butler as a Golden State Warrior. And a quick point about JK. Remember, this is still a contract year. It's a one and a team option. So he heard everything. He knows what he has to do with the rebounds and assists and play and flow of the game. And when he does that, he's probably going to realize, because he's only 22, that's going to make him a better basketball player. So he's going to get a bigger bag too. So that's incentive too. Other than being a better basketball player, I'm going to get the money I really want after this season.
Wow.
And I'll see you guys there.
All right, Christian.
Appreciate the call. I'm just thinking, like, he's right. That caller. So Kuminga was making, what did he make last year? Like seven?
Dude,
I mean, think about this. So let me just try to do some math here. He was making, let's say $700,000 a month, right? Damn. 700 times 10 is 7 million. Yeah, maybe not quite. $650,000 a month he was making. Now, he's making $2 million a month. Like, think about that. He ought to be happy.
Man.
He's making over twice as much as he made last year. So that ain't chump change anymore.
Yeah, but it might not. Steiner, he's going to make more than this, too.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I'm betting on him, too. But I hear you. But it's more than that. It's pride, too.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk righteously brewed in San Francisco.
And you're laughing. Why?
I'll tell you at the break.
Wow, I hadn't seen that side of you in a long time. I don't think ever since you got the Curry jersey signed.
Evan and I weren't on the same page, but it wasn't the end of the world.
Well, that happens.
Let's go to Austin in San Mateo. What's up, Austin? How you doing?
Ain't not much. I was just thinking about something. Jimmy Butler's been on some good teams, been chasing championships for years. That goes back with Derrick Rose, Kirk Hinrich, Ben Gordon.
Look at him.
Noah on some good teams. And then following that, too, with Pau Gasol, Dwayne Wade, some good teams. Then Minnesota. I mean, I don't think this Warrior team can beat those teams back then. I don't think the Warrior. I think we're missing another piece for Jimmy to get Jimmy a finals championship this year, to at least get to the finals.
Yeah, they might need that. Mm. Appreciate the call, Austin. When did Butler play with Pau Gasol? Did I miss something?
No, I don't. I think he said D. Wade.
Oh, yeah, that's Chicago, right. He did. Okay. I forgot Gasol was at Chicago.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So, all right.
We got a lot of Austins. Yeah, Austin, that was good knowledge, man. What you got?
I always like to do this. Divided by 82.
Oh, my God.
You know how much Curry makes per game?
Now this, go ahead, because this is
fascinating. You know how much Steph Curry makes per game?
All right, I'm going to take a crack at it.
Yep.
$870,000.
Close. $730,000 a game.
That can cure hunger.
$750,000 every game.
Quit pocket watching.
Do you think as a society we're paying the wrong people? Steph, if you're listening, this ain't about you. That could cure. There would be no homeless in Snotty, just we're paying the wrong people.
You don't think he deserves?
Denzel, they get too much for
Curry's
movies.
You think
Curry? Let's pay the right people.
You think Curry's overpaid?
No, I'm going athletes. How much a game?
You know what's funny, though?
No, give it to me again.
No. That's going too far.
$731,000 a game. It's kind of a rough estimate.
Before taxes.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't bring all that home. He probably brings more when you think of Britta.
And, I don't want to lose my gig. Somewhat. It's nothing against Steph. It's just wow.
Racket. Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Wow.
700.
I'm thinking about the world and what that could do.
In fairness, he does a lot of good with that money.
This ain't about Steph.
Don't do this to him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, based on how much money the Warriors have accumulated since he came into the league,
it's nothing to do with
you can
staff.
Make a case he's actually underpaid.
Yeah, that's
true. Well, can I tell you two something I jotted down on my 8.5x11? Shout out Scott Osler. Yesterday, while the Warriors didn't play in the NBA, Wimby is something we've never seen. Shocker. But I got to go here, and I was saving it for tomorrow, but I got to let loose now. I'm not a big fan of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I hate everything it stands for, but I'm a believer in love. I saw too many videos this season with one Klay Thompson and his new girl, Meg Thee Stallion, cozed up, eating, and just sharing us with everything they were doing. And I just thought, love is for everybody. But I felt like at a point, Stani was forced down my throat. And one night I said to myself, I hope Klay's in the lab. I hope he's in the lab.
For what?
I watched shooting. Oh. I watched a couple Maverick preseason games, and Klay couldn't hit the side of a barn. I said, you know what, Goo? That's what I said, third person. It's preseason. Last night, he couldn't hit the side of a barn. And you know what's happened simultaneously, Stani, in the arena in Dallas?
Mm.
She's in a suite taking selfies because she's the Taylor
Who's
Swift.
She?
Meg Thee Stallion, his girlfriend, while he's just breaking left and right. And I'm thinking, like, you're turning into Travis, Klay. Put the phone and camera down and tell her stay home and ball out. It's a bad look. And I hope this is not the new Klay where he's Travis. Because Travis fell off. Just missing every shot left and right, Klay.
He never starts well.
He has no legs, if you catch my drift. Focus. I mean, dude, he's starting, getting all the shots. Stani, I'm telling you, I'm worried. Dude. It's bad. I'm telling you, man.
So, like, do you ever stop and think what you're really saying?
I am.
Okay, so his girlfriend can't come to the games. Like, what are we doing?
When you making shots in your Klay, she can sing the national anthem. But Stani, when you're in the midst of...
Is he also producing? Is he producing the telecast?
No, he's not.
Okay, so does he have any control over where the camera is shooting?
He has the control to say, hey, honey, sit this one out.
Sit what out? What's she supposed to sit out?
Don't come
to the
game.
She's in a suite.
Yeah. But the game is the game. It's not a for you. You got your form in cathedral to do what you want to do.
You know what that's called? Misogyny. That's what that's called.
No, it's the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift thing all over.
First of all, Travis Kelce's 48 years old. He's going to go downhill anyway. You guys have a, you know what? You guys have a real problem with strong women, don't you?
Who?
You.
I come from Daisy
Mae
Johnson.
You and a lot of men.
I don't.
Have a real problem with strong women.
I don't even know who you are. Yeah. I'm just telling you, Klay stinks. And I think I know why.
He stunk
last year. Get off of this tour
year.
That you're in love and take it out on the rims.
You're
right. I'm watching J-Kid and everybody pass it to him. Just
he
crank.
Doesn't believe what he's saying, people.
Who?
You. This is going to be like that Bart thing.
Don't talk about that.
Poor woman. Can't even go see her future husband
This
play?
Is about Klay. Focus, man.
So Mia comes to a game, you wouldn't be able to focus?
If Mia was a sideshow or she was like Lola Falana,
I
would
see what she was doing at Ibanez's party. She was taking a lot of photos, Mia was.
She ain't famous. You know what I'm saying.
I just think you're a crackpot.
No,
on this
so
one.
You like the Kelvis? I like the love in the relationship, but I don't like what it turned into a sideshow.
He
let
has
the man
nothing
come to do his job and perform.
Travis Kelce has nothing to do.
Well, yeah, but she took over and it ruined him.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, look, I know what I'm talking about.
You mean the same Chiefs you said are great?
Well, no, I mean, he's done.
4-3?
He's done. He's cooked.
He had 7 catches last week.
He's cooked.
Next question.
I like Klay. I'm rooting for Klay. I'm just saying, be careful. Oh. Focus on the game.
I don't know why it bothers me that my guru's actually saying this about a guy's relationship.
I kind of think he's jealous.
He's something.
Well, I'm not.
It has nothing to do with Klay if she's in the suite and a cameraman is showing
her. It's all fine when you're dropping 25 and 30 and shooting 40% from three, but when you're bricking, I'm just saying this has the ingredients to go left, man. That's all.
But are they going to take away one of his 4 titles?
No.
Okay.
I'm rooting for him, though.
Now he's shooting.
So let me ask you a question.
That's
let me ask you a question. So back in the day, there was a columnist in the Bay Area, Glenn Dickey.
Come on, a legend.
Okay. And Joe Montana's wife apparently was due one time, and she was giving birth.
Jennifer.
Around the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And Glenn Dickey criticized Montana for not having the foresight.
Oh yeah,
to not be prior.
That's too. Come on.
Oh
man.
Whoa! But what wasn't he distracted by maybe a child coming around Super Bowl time? Joe Montana. Glenn Dickey said, hey, maybe you should have pushed it back a month or two.
Oh, I'm pro-life. That's awful. And Glenn, I never knew he did that. But good Lord, come on, Glenn. Man, come on.
I mean, would you want to have a child in the middle of ratings week? Yeah, I'm just saying.
You or something.
Just rethink what you're saying.
I'm not.
You should.
Who's more famous, Clay or Meg Thee Stallion right now? Who's hotter?
Next question.
I got it. It's Meg. Times 10.
And that's what you're jealous about. That's what you can't stand. You can't stand when a woman gets the attention that a man gets.
No.
You can't handle it. You can't.
That is so funny. You think that's it.
And you can't handle the fact that there's some people out there that don't think sports is that important, and they are.
Well, Clay does. It's his craft. Yeah. I'm just rooting for him.
Yeah, but you're just mad that Megan Thee Stallion's getting the headlines.
You don't want
What do you have against women?
You don't want her to stop. You don't want her to overshadow you. What you bring to the table. So
why
work on your game.
Why not?
That's all I'm saying.
Why not? Why can't she overshadow him?
Because I want the best version of Clay.
Well, what if the best version of her overshadows Clay? She's a performer.
But she wasn't performing last night. She just happened to be at the game watching him miss everything he threw up.
So when she does a concert, if they show Klay Thompson.
Oh, stop. No, that's on brand, of course.
Wait,
she's
that's
doing,
okay?
Yeah, because she's doing her thing. She ain't going 1-9 from three. Like Klay, I'm worried about
Thompson
Klay's game.
We're in a suite watching Megan Thee Stallion
perform. No problem at all. Stop, Stani.
So
none
he
at all
can be shown, but she can't? You're missing something.
No, you're missing the point. I'm talking about performance.
888.
Yeah. Or their lack
of. We're going to get back to this because who's missing something? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.